Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Leute, es wird unangenehm, denn ich muss euch einfach fragen, habt ihr euch eigentlich schon mal um eure Versicherung gekümmert? Hier ist übrigens Tara vom Podcast Tara sagt was und ich sage euch, es wird allerhöchste Zeit, Ordnung in euer Versicherungschaos zu bringen und dabei kann euch die App Clark helfen. Da arbeiten ganz viele Expertinnen, die das hauptberuflich machen, man glaubt es kaum. Und mit meinem Code TARA60, alles groß und zusammengeschrieben, könnt ihr euch sogar einen Shopping-Gutschein sichern, 60 Euro, bei zum Beispiel Amazon oder Douglas einlösbar, mit dem Code TARA60.
The world is facing a shortage of tradespeople. The metaverse can help solve that problem. With a virtual reality training platform developed by ForgeFX, aspiring welders can practice over and over. As a result, students learn the specialized skills they need to begin and advance welding careers. Meta and the metaverse are having impact today.
Hi, Namulanta Kombo here with some very exciting news. Dear Daughter is back for a new series. I'm putting together a handbook to life for daughters everywhere, full of stories and advice to help navigate life. That's Dear Daughter from the BBC World Service. Find it wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
I'm Luis Amiguet, and this is the documentary from the BBC World Service. Franz Schubert's Winterreise is one of the most demanding pieces in all classical music.
If we do again the Winterreise, which is still for me the summit of everything. Doing this 70, 75 minutes in a row, this journey is unbelievable, and I will do it till the end of my days.
It's a cycle of 24 songs, or Lieder in German, usually performed on their own by a pianist and a singer who must have absolute trust in each other.
It's always a mixture between friendship and music relation. When you know that you don't have to talk too much, then it's a very good sign.
But in 2024, two masters of classical song will undertake an ambitious stage performance at the Gran Teatre del Liceu, the magnificent opera house in the heart of Barcelona, Spain.
I feel that there are moments where there's magic. When it happens this on a stage, you think, okay.
From the director to the actors to the musicians, everyone is full of high hopes, but no one really knows if it's going to work.
Of course, I have a comfort zone, and now I'm exiting this area. So for me, it's been a challenge.
But they only had 2.5 days of rehearsal to make it happen.
Let's see how it works in Barcelona.
Today, in the studio, we go behind the scenes of a very unusual performance of Schubert's Winterreise, Winter Journey, with the pianist Helmut Deutsch and the singer Michael Volle.
Michael Volle has told this story so many times and so elegantly, and so I give every answer to him, yeah?
Helmut Deutsch is a 78-year-old Austrian pianist. He's had a dazzling career spanning more than a half a century, playing with some of the world's most famous musicians. As Helmut plays the piano, I can see how his hands fly across the keys. Towering above him is the imposing figure of Michael Volle, a German classical singer famed for his commanding opera performance and his deep baritone voice. Michael is full of enthusiasm when we speak.
Of course, I knew who Helmut Deutsch was, one of the greatest accompanists since the last 20, 30, 40 years. And so this was the start of our common career and the beginning of a wonderful friendship and a wonderful partnership, one of the biggest gifts in my career.
It's not just friendship that brings them together, but a shared musical sensibility.
He is a very open-minded and, in a good sense, a very simple musician. He doesn't talk about phrasing endlessly. He's a wonderful singer and personality.
I first met them a month before their performance date in Barcelona. Schubert's song cycle Winterreise holds a unique place in their hearts and careers.
I don't know exactly when we did our last Winterreise, but we have done a few. 90% of my singing is opera. But I'm so happy because it has such an impact in my singing at all and in my artistic life, because it's such a pure discipline.
Winterreise is a series of 24 songs that takes the listener on an imaginary winter journey. Not just a physical one across a barren landscape, but an emotional one through loss, despair, fading hope, and loneliness. It's a long way from Michael Wolle's experiences among the grand spectacle of the opera stage.
You know, if you do an opera, you have a costume, you can act, you can hide, you can leave the stage or whatever, and recital. For me, I must really say it is the hardest discipline, because you are naked and pure on stage, 50-50 with your partner.
Helmut Deutsch.
I'm a pretty old man, and I have done it for much more than 50 years. And I am happy when I get 90% of it. There are simple melodies like Die Krähe. You have di-da-di-da-di-da-da. And it should sound like a perfect clarinetist or a violinist. But unfortunately, I have a percussion instrument.
Winterreise is a uniquely challenging piece. It's almost like performing naked. The music is so simple, so intense, so charged with emotion, there is nowhere to hide. Winterreise, or Winter's Journey, as it translates into English, was composed in 1827, nearly 200 years ago. The piece is based on 24 poems written by the German poet Wilhelm Müller. The poems tell the story of a young man's heartbreak and his wandering in the frozen wilderness.
It's a process which starts with the first chords, bam, 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 dee, 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 bam, bam, bam. And it ends with the Leiermann, 70, 75 minutes later.
Schubert was himself terminally ill at the time he composed Winterreise. He was just 30 years old, but dying of syphilis. Usually, this piece is powerful because of the beauty and complexity of the notes, contrasting with the simplicity of everything else surrounding it. Just two people alone in their musical winter journey. But in 1 month's time, Helmut Deutsch and Michael Wolle will be performing a staged version of this pinnacle of classical song. Actresses will join them on stage. Images will be projected behind them. Poems in Catalan will punctuate the songs that are written and sung in German. How do the musicians feel about this?
I must say that I'm not a big fan of staged performances. In general, I'm negative a little bit about the idea of stage thing, but maybe the pictures can help the audience to get a closer connection to this 200 years old words, especially. The music is eternal, but the words, of course, are created in another language as we are used to today. I'm skeptical, but looking forward, and I'm willing to accept it.
And Michael?
It's not necessary, because even if you do not understand the language, you get captured by this world, these 24 little operas, and this is the thing we have to deliver. But yes, I'm also open-minded, and I will try what I can do, what I have to do, but I was told it won't be too much.
And so, we arrive in Barcelona, and I meet another artist, the person who is behind the idea of his new version of Winterreise, artist and photographer Joan Fontcuberta.
Photography is intended to be a deposit of memory. So what's going on when photographs lose memory? It's a kind of paradox.
It's Joan's artistic vision that is at the center of this version of Schubert's song cycle.
I'm a visual artist, and this is the first time I deal in such a context, collaborating with musicians and other people regarding a masterpiece in the history of music. I feel that Winterreise is an iconic composition, and I compare it to the Mona Lisa by Leonardo in the visual arts.
Great works of art, like the Mona Lisa or Winterreise, in time inspire new generations of artists. And in this case, Joan connected the winter journey with the theme of decay and disease.
I was working in photographic archives, historical archives, and I was going to look for images which have been damaged because of the action of microorganisms, humidity, mold, or whatever. And I thought that this idea was fitting perfectly for the Winterreise spirit, because I wanted to change a little bit the thread, the story, and pretend that the one who is singing is someone suffering Alzheimer.
Despite museums and archives' best efforts to preserve them, photographs sometimes get damaged. They get distorted or faded, or in some cases, even covered in mold. And for Joan, that's similar to the pain many of us experience as we age and begin to lose our memories. Joan's own father suffered from Alzheimer's disease, the degenerative brain disorder that destroys memories. In this new staging, wants to project damaged, ruined images behind the performance to underline the emotional pain that the music carries. But Joan's adamant, the images are there to enhance and complement the music, not distract from it.
I wanted to produce a kind of visual environment, not challenging the presence of the music and the let's say the interpreters. They are really the most important thing. I just want to emphasize and provide some visual atmosphere to get in tune with the mood of the music and the poems.
We are in the heart of the theater of Liceu, right downtown Barcelona. The first rehearsal of Winterreise has just started. Can you listen? We have two walls between us and the voice.
I know most people make this third verse for some reason much, much faster and extremely loud. There is no forte, and it's just this accent. But the cold winds are blowing. Wow, wow, wow. And then the forte comes much later, and the tempo is not definitely much faster.
No, yeah? Absolutely not faster.
More or less. But maybe... Why?
How do you feel about the rehearsal, gentlemen?
Yeah, there's a old saying, if a rehearsal is perfect, it's very bad for the performance. So we did our best that it's not too good, yeah.
We found some mistakes here and there without talking too much, but breathing together, feeling together, it's wow.
This is the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Luis Amiguet.
Where to Be a Woman is the podcast celebrating the best of women's well-being. I'm Sophia Smith-Gaylor.
And I'm Saatchi Kaur.
And we're on a quest to find out where in the world women are living their best lives.
We're hearing from some incredible women about what their countries are getting right.
And picking the best bits for our female fantasy land. Because you can't build it if you can't imagine it first. Where to Be a Woman from the BBC World Service.
Listen now wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Hallo, hier sind Julia und Chris vom Podcast Drinnies. Wir machen nicht nur einen Comedy-Podcast, sondern gehen auch leidenschaftlich gerne nicht zu Stoßzeiten in den Supermarkt. Ehrlich gesagt bleibe ich am liebsten ganz zu Hause und ziehe nur eine Hose an, wenn es klingelt. Wenn es euch auch so geht, dann ist HelloFresh genau das Richtige für euch. Der Kochbox-Lieferservice bringt euch frische, abwechslungsreiche Gerichte direkt vor die Haustür, die ihr im Handumdrehen selbst zubereiten könnt.
Und mit dem Code LECKER24 könnt ihr jetzt richtig sparen. In Deutschland bis zu 120 Euro, in Österreich bis zu 130 Euro und in der Schweiz bis zu 140 Franken. Also Code LECKER24 eingeben und sparen.
PS, der panierte Portobello-Pilz mit Sweet Chili Ketchup ist sehr gut.
Leute, es wird unangenehm, denn ich muss euch einfach fragen, habt ihr euch eigentlich schon mal um eure Versicherung gekümmert? Hier ist übrigens Tara vom Podcast Tara sagt was und ich sage euch, es wird allerhöchste Zeit, Ordnung in euer Versicherungschaos zu bringen und dabei kann euch die App Clark helfen. Da arbeiten ganz viele Expertinnen, die das hauptberuflich machen, man glaubt es kaum. Und mit meinem Code TARA60, alles groß und zusammengeschrieben, könnt ihr euch sogar einen Shopping-Gutschein sichern. 60 Euro bei zum Beispiel Amazon oder Douglas einlösbar mit dem Code TARA60.
Artist and photographer Joan Fontcuberta is telling me more about them. Images he's chosen to accompany this unique performance of Schubert's Winterreise.
I found the archive taken by a former prince, Francesco Chigi della Rovena. He was an aristocrat, he was military, and in his youth he was a dilettante of photography and mountains, mountain climbing and so on. So he took a lot of pictures of the Alps, but because of a flood, those negatives were terribly damaged, creating these kind of effects, which are wonderful because it creates an overlapping landscape with its own mountains and lakes and whatever.
These decomposing images of the Alps will be projected onto the stage. They show a snowy coast of mountains and frozen lakes. But alongside these very old photographs, Joan is also using brand new technology to create a direct connection between the story and the performers.
And then, a funny thing, I asked the singer, Michael Foley, and one of the actresses playing the cast of the wife, to submit photographs from their actual family album. And with artificial intelligence, I was combining them and produce portraits of a couple, of a happy couple, in the 40s, in the 50s. He doesn't know about.
It has a couple of people pictures.
Oh, that's right. Artificial intelligence is coming to the stage of the Liceu.
Oh!
This is you, and this is Berta, the actress.
Berta, the actress. Wow, that's incredible what they can do.
Michael is clearly amazed at what Joan has done. Transformed him into an imaginary couple with one of the actresses. But I can also see Helmut is a little bit jealous.
Like also a new
you
wife.
You want also this kind of... We're going to ask Joan.
An artificial wife, yeah.
Helmut is the accompanist. He has an absolutely crucial an equal role in performing the music alongside the singer. Yet, to some extent, he exists in the background, in the shadow of the singer. I asked him how he came to take this career path.
I think I was quite a normal boy, smoking with 14 and looking at girls, and everything was normal, except reading lyrics, even, let's say, 60 years ago, this was a little bit strange. Yeah? But I loved the songs very, very early. I was really in love with, for example, Dichterliebe when I was 14. And I say, I never wanted to play solo, but it's true. And when I was 14, I said, I don't want to play alone. Mm. Quite recently, I found old letters of myself. And I wrote when in the age of 15 or 16. I dream of becoming a accompanist for singers.
This is the structure.
Michael and Helmut arrive for the second day of rehearsals. They are to meet the actresses they will be sharing the stage with. Michael, still uncertain.
Well, we knew something. Anna told us yesterday. But how it works with the nurse and the wife... Let's see.
We drew in this poem number 3.
But who is working to pull all of these different elements together for this stage?
I'm Ana Pontes. I'm stage director. When Joan Forcuberta has explained me his idea, I've tried to create a story, because this idea of comparing sick pictures with someone that's ill, it's an artistic idea, but has no line of development. And I've decided how to put these drops into the musical cycle. So how to organize this story into the Winterreise.
And then I can, for the Rückblick, for the number 8.
Anna is working to make the connections between the music, the poems, and the performance as clear as possible for the audience.
I think that it's difficult at the very beginning. It's difficult to mix, to understand how to mix and how to create links or bridges between the ideas, because they are very distant. But when you find the links, then it's something that starts to happen.
Hello. She's Bertha, one of the actresses. So you need...
I am the wife.
Okay.
You're the wife, yeah.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Well, my name is Bertha Rando. I'm an actress. I'm a local, so I am from Barcelona. I'm representing the wife of the character that the singer incarnates. We are trying to express through this story that the two actresses create on stage a version of this trip that the protagonist goes through. And in almost every song, we are on stage interacting or with the singer or with a space where the singer is supposed to be, in order to create this relationship and explain the story to the audience.
At the beginning of the concert, singer Michael Wolle will make his stage entrance in a wheelchair, because the role he plays in this staging is someone suffering from the late stages of Alzheimer's disease. We come to understand that the singer is the character's mind, reflecting, mourning, celebrating, and ultimately moving towards death.
Once the pianist and the singer came, it was like overwhelming to see the quality of the sound, and it suddenly became like 3D. You have all these stimuli at the same time going on, so it's impossible not to react to it. I think they're going to love it.
Bertha's convinced it will work, but is singer Michael Wolle feeling less skeptical after the second rehearsal?
I think it's still not absolutely necessary to fill it up with something. Not with dancers, not with actors, not with something else. But it's a special point of view, and it's an interesting combination. But this is the power and the legacy of this incredible master work like the Winterreise. It's absolute music. It's wow.
Day of the performance arrives. There is just one rehearsal left to get all of the pieces of the performance into place before the audience take their seats this evening. Theater staff move back and forth behind the stage, urgent, intent on their work. The smell of new paint and old wood fills the space. At one side of the enormous stage, Helmut has been introduced to the piano. He's shrouded in darkness, except for the brilliant spotlight that shines on his music. During almost every song, the two actresses enter and exit the stage, moving through the motions of care that a sick old man needs. And as Michael sings, his huge voice filling the space, Joan's damaged images shine on the enormous screen behind him. They are constellations of microorganisms, spider webs of fungi, flashes of memory that can only be fleetingly grasped. The way the music and the images are in scene takes my breath away. Although I was deeply moved, the performers were concentrating on their work, and there was a lot more going on than in a normal concert performance. He is Helmut Deutsch, the pianist, in his dressing room after the general rehearsal.
Yeah, it's a strange situation because, I mean, it's the first time we did this on stage, on the real stage. He's pretty far away most of the time. And since we have done this not so often, but we both know it, and it's not so difficult. I wouldn't dare to make a new piece in this situation.
I found stage director Anna Ponces making last-minute changes to the performance, a show that is now just hours away.
I think we have had not a lot of rehearsals. That's something that has a relationship with my fears now, because I think that our intuition has not a lot of practice. It has not started working.
Remember, this ambitious multi-layered project has had only 2.5 days of rehearsal.
I'm very proud of the process. I'm very proud of how all these things work together in order to explain something on stage.
As I witness all the hard work that has gone into this reimagination of Winterreise, I can't help but hope that it works. There is always a huge risk when you try to do something new, especially with a piece of music as beloved as this one. But there is also something compelling about allowing a work like this to grow and evolve. As the audience begins to gather and take their seats, they're excited but not quite sure what to expect.
Looks a little avant-garde.
Yeah.
Different. We think it's going to be like a Dalí in music.
I think it maybe help us to understand the meaning of that melancholy that he was talking about.
It's now time for me to take my seat for this world premiere of a semi-staged Winterreise, Winter Journey, with Michael Wolle and Helmut Deutsch. It was an incredibly moving and powerful 80 minutes. The way that the images, the voice, and the acting told the story of a man in the final stage of his life was profoundly emotional. Breaking down the barriers between this 200-year-old masterpiece in German and the Spanish audience in 2024.
Absolutely. Wow. I mean, his voice, the piano, fantastic.
I like it a lot. It's a perfect combination. It's so spectacular, brilliant.
It brings like another dimension of loneliness in this sad story, and it really works poetically.
Did Helmut and Michael feel the raw, naked emotion of this music that they love so much?
I was a little bit skeptical about staging a cycle like Winterreise. But I must say, in this very subtle and delicate way, so many words in this text are fitting so perfectly to this situation.
I heard already some reactions, and they said, wow, not too much distraction. It was okay, this effort to do it. But now,
beer.
I'm very thirsty.
You've been listening to that documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Luis Amiguet, and the producer was Leonie Thomas. It was an Overcoat Media production.
What stories would you like to share with your daughter? What does she need to know to help her navigate her life ahead? Dear Daughter is the award-winning podcast from the BBC World Service, full of thoughtful letters of advice, personal stories, and life lessons for daughters everywhere. And it's back for a new series with more of your letters and more fantastic guests. Search for Dear Daughter wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Dear Daughter.
The world is facing a shortage of tradespeople. The metaverse can help solve that problem. With a virtual reality training platform developed by ForgeFX, aspiring welders can practice over and over. As a result, students learn the specialized skills they need to begin and advance welding careers. Meta and the metaverse are having impact today.
Ob zum Meditieren, Entspannen oder Einschlafen, der neue Podcast Weltwach Klangreise geleitet dich in einem einzigartigen Hörerlebnis rund um den Globus. Begleitet von echten Aufnahmen von vor Ort, bereist du in deiner Fantasie ganze Kontinente, erlebst Klang für Klang ihre vielfältige Flora und Fauna und hörst entspannende Geschichten, die dir erlauben, dich inmitten dieser Umgebungen zu wähnen. Weltwach Klangreise, jetzt abonnieren.